Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
We are back up in your ear hole. It is SummerSlam Sunday. I am your host, Trebuchet. And it's Ribfest. We got a lot going on here. Sitting across from me, the returning Robert Space Force.
Howdy.
Your new nickname. What's up, buddy?
Yes. I'm doing pretty well. Pretty pissed off that there's an advertisement in the middle of a match already.
Yeah, you said it was going to happen during the pre-show. But if this happens during the pay-per-view, I will throw a fit. We're getting the split screen. We're getting split screen stuff. And that is not cool. But also joining us, the man, the myth, the mustache, the not-so-dashing Cody Goads.
Hey.
Back up over there.
Still around.
Playing secretary today. You're the bookkeeper right now.
Right now.
Taking down some picks. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some predictions later.
Yep.
Yes.
Also in the room, the Ryback, the reigning champion, is in the house. And you had some interesting photo shoots with that title there, didn't you there, pal?
Yeah, I had a little fun with the championship.
How about
there?
We just not talk about that? That's burned into
my
memory.
That's behind the paywall, actually. So.
Are you trying that up in Playgirl magazine? What's the end game?
A word for Shawn Michaels, a word for me.
That's fair. Also here, Lil Dia. Right over here. Lil Dia's over there.
You need a high five?
Is that what Yeah. High five. We slapped hands. And also, to my left, the returning Chad Showtime Schultz. Who I'm going
you
to
can,
hand
you,
this,
you can you
I'm
can
hand
you can you can
balloon.
You can stop talking right now.
Oh boy,
I'm handing him a punch balloon. He's so fired up right now.
It's time for the rebuttal. The principal's come
to yell at the children.
I blew up a punch balloon before this episode, so he would not beat me up.
I take 1 week's vacation, and this fucking show,
Undisputed Podcast of the World.
It has a name, thank you.
I would like to say that you all made the list.
That's good. I'm going to put on my AJ gloves now.
Wait, so you're telling me I can put that on my resume, right? That I made the list?
Yeah, no, okay. You made Showtime shit list. Absolutely.
Cool.
Why did you guys think I love Sasha Banks?
What? Because you do. I see it all that fake jewelry you're always waltzing around over here.
It's a fact, right? I mean...
Keep saying she's the boss, like...
She's awful.
You love the, what was it, the Boston Hug Connection?
There are two things that can't be done.
Ooh, what are they, Chad?
The first is, I'm no longer taking vacations around. And two, you can't make me like Sasha Banks.
Yeah, because we don't need to, because you already like her a lot.
Sasha made you like
Chad,
Sasha Banks.
Chad, I hear you loud and clear. You don't like Sasha. You love Sasha Banks! You think she's great! Right, I see.
The truth is said.
Your silence just... I'll take that as an agreement. That's fine. We got some predictions coming up here, don't we, Mustache?
Yes, we do.
We got a pre-show match going on right now. Lana is the best. Lana number one.
She sucks too.
Ooh.
He's so salty today.
I am.
Chad Showtime Schultz is officially going heel this episode.
Yeah.
I believe we, as the Undisputed Podcast, may have pushed him that way.
This
may have been a self-inflicted injury here.
I think it's good writing on our part.
I feel like Vince McMahon injected the WWE with the NWO, I feel like that's what we did here, essentially.
I definitely had my Kane Dewey moment last week listening to that podcast.
It was not that bad. You...
You
are blowing this out of proportion a little bit. Just a scotch, yes. But this match here. It's Rusev Day. I think we should talk about him a little bit.
Yeah, sure. I think Rusev.
This makes me so mad.
Why are you mad?
Because Rusev was the number one contender for the WWE Championship last pay-per-view.
Yeah,
he sure was.
Now he's on the pre-show.
Yeah.
Why are we killing Rusev Day? Is it me? Is it because I love it?
Because now they're trying to push Andrade.
I'm not saying that, but it's still a pre-show match. Like,
yeah. By the way,
it's over.
Selena Vega just pinned Lana.
Were their feet on the ropes?
No.
No interference by Aiden English. That's surprising.
Well, maybe Aiden English wasn't the problem.
Selena is number one.
No. I agree.
The Bruiser disagrees.
Selena is number one.
Well, one thing's for sure, they found their tranquilo winning that match.
But, this was... Oh! Lana gave a slap to Selena there, and
so yeah, you're right. I was corrected because Selena got the pick. It's Tranquila.
Foot on the ropes.
All right,
what's the next pre-show match?
Mustache.
The next one is the Raw Tag Team Championship. The B Team, your current champions, versus the Revival.
Say yeah.
Nope.
Not all at once.
Nobody's gonna do it. Nobody's gonna do it. The Revival's terrible.
No flips, just fist me. Go with the Revival.
Hey-o.
The Revival for Ryan.
As much as
also Ryan's current porno. Just right. In case you're keeping score out there.
Just a coincidence, right? Isn't it? I mean, as much as I would...
the Revival, then, Chair?
I think I'm going B-Team. Don't get me wrong. The Revival should win, but they're not going to.
Yeah, the same. As much as I would like the Revival to win, they're going to keep the titles on the B-Team a little longer.
The B-Team is undefeated, therefore I'm going B-Team. Until you get defeated, I'm B-Team.
I am also going B-Team.
The B stands for best.
The king is on the
B-Team, desk. B-Team, go, go, go. That's their music. In case you guys were wondering out there.
Is it really?
That is yes, it is.
B stands for boobies.
Oh, my God. How did she come up with that and not me? Three claps for Lydia
there. You picked the B team? Yeah, okay.
Obviously, they stand for boobies. Why would you?
Yeah, come on now.
I got boobies.
Get your head in the game.
It is now. Okay.
I also have boobies.
All right.
Facts over there from the boobies.
Go, go, go.
I also have boobies, but I'm just struggling.
So Ryan has the Revival. Everyone else has the B team. Okay.
Way to go, Ryan. Listen to your heart.
I would, but I can't hear it through my boobies.
The next pre-show match is Cedric Alexander, your current Cruiserweight champion, versus Drew Gulak for said title.
Ooh, this one's tough. I think...
I got Drew Gulak.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think it's time. They've had Alexander do, like, everything he could have done up to this point, so I think
Cedric's a good Cruiserweight champion.
I think he's going to drop it to Gulak.
Do you guys watch 205 Live?
I keep tabs on it. Okay. I don't watch it in its entirety every day.
I don't watch it, but I keep tabs on it. There is no more Cruiserweights on Raw. Like, like, I think of the
remind
past.
Me.
Like, I will. This is the episode where Chad Showtime Schultz's blood pressure goes through the roof, everybody.
I haven't even started on the Four Locos yet.
Showtime is.
If I don't end up at least putting my hands on you in some way at the end of the night, it will be a surprise.
I know I'm a sexy boy, but I'm not your boy toy. Okay, that is true.
We're bringing sexy back. Yeah.
Of course. I mean, I'm not your boy toy. I'm not Dolph Ziggler. Like,
no.
I'm gonna walk away right now.
Yeah. Take your lap.
Take your Dolph Ziggler lap.
He'd like to sit on Dolph Ziggler's lap.
Oh,
talk about the first thing that pops up.
One, two, three, four.
He wishes.
Six more matches. Speaking
of the worst part of the show, Dolph Ziggler, I love that he was all like, I'm going to go do a set at Crunchy's over here, and nobody cared.
Right.
That was my favorite part of Raw.
Whoa, hang on.
Oh, nobody cared.
Yeah.
It wasn't a Crunchy's.
I thought he was coming to the Michigan Comedy Bar.
Nope. Someplace
I was like,
Caroline's. I think he's where.
Yeah,
he's
it was some local.
Oh,
comedy
Caroline.
Bar.
Yeah, Caroline's is a big deal.
Nobody cared. I didn't care.
I didn't care
to learn the name of the place.
Nope.
Like,
even though I knew it was
anywhere that would host Dolph Ziggler is clearly not a good comedy club.
Even though I
would be careful saying that about one of the best comedy clubs
out.
In the state there or in the country.
Can we
just talk
real quick about how Dean Ambrose looks now?
Like a psychopath?
He kind of looks like Eric Young. He feels like he would join Sanity.
I did not know. Dean Ambrose's hairline is just about as bad as Baron Corbin's was at this point.
Can you say that again, Trevor?
What?
That he's gonna join Sanity.
He looks like he could join Sanity. Yeah, like he's got the look. He looks like Eric Young.
I hadn't thought of that, but oh my gosh.
Yes.
Brooke didn't really like it. Brooke didn't know she needed it until she needed it.
When Dean Ambrose turns heel, because not an if, it's a when. It's going to happen.
It's a gift.
He needs to turn on Seth and beat him down and like bust him open.
Yeah.
Okay. But, so I've had several people ask me, like, not even in this podcast, but people know, like, I watch wrestling, have talked to me about our very own Dave Meltzer, Peyton Royce situation.
Oh, go ahead and get into it. Well, you're a Meltzer disciple.
I really like Meltzer, but Peyton Royce is bae. We will go into it next week. I don't actually, like, I'm still trying to formulate an opinion. I'm thinking it through. And it's a big old what
you
to
said
do.
Some not flattering things about
the hardest part right now of getting these
to say the least
clamps back on. Okay, good. I don't even know the one went.
He definitely
I've been writing pretty well with the gloves on though.
Yeah, it was definitely
because even though she's a heel, she's got a lot of fans behind her, like the iconics both do.
Yeah, well, it's a there's a conversation to be had about what can you can say and can't say about a wrestler's appearance and what, you know.
Yeah,
right. It's actually like a probably a pretty lengthy conversation about like where the lines are and what's you know, because it's a physical business, you know, and your how you're built matters. But when do you cross the line between all right, that guy's built that way, and haha, he's a fatty? Like, where is that? Where's that line?
You're right. That's a huge topic.
There's a lot of nuance there. So we'll talk about that next week. But I have had several people on this podcast and outside of this podcast come to me and go, Chad, you're like Peyton Royce and you're like Dave Meltzer. What are you thinking? And I go, I'm still thinking about it.
Well, that's fair. We will have Chad Showtime Shelton's official opinion for you guys.
I'll be here next time because I can't take vacations anymore.
Because the show's so good without you.
We don't
want to bump you.
It goes off the goddamn rails.
You're the good writer. So see what we had to write in to get you back?
Thank you, Robert Space Force.
That was a compliment. That was
the first compliment on the show, I think.
In the history of the show, three claps for Robert Space Force. Bringing that galactical thinking in here.
Since I'm the good writer, can I get some quarters?
Oh yeah, I'll make note that I owe you at least three.
Yeah, I owe a couple of.
But
can
we talk about Renee Young real quick, you guys?
I called it the awesome job
she did on Monday Night Raw.
Like,
commentary hasn't sounded that good in years.
Even though she was still getting her feet a little bit, like. Just being around those other two guys and the constant like, back and forth, like she did really well.
No, Michael Cole doesn't know how to talk around women. We've known that for years. I don't blame Renee for that. Okay.
No, I think she I think she was a great replacement for Coach.
That's true. Oh yeah, definitely.
Just for the 1 week.
Oh my god.
But
music to my ears.
I said that it was a good idea that it should happen. They tried it out because they listened to me as they should. give her a permanent spot. You know,
please.
Maybe even put her on SmackDown and get rid of like. Because this SmackDown's still a four-person booth.
No, it's a three. No, I'm cool with getting rid of Coach permanently.
I'm fine with that too. Because the one dude on SmackDown who's literally so generic, I cannot be bothered.
Tom Phillips.
Yeah.
Is it Tom?
Is it Byron Saxton?
No, Byron's not. Byron's
or Corey Graves.
If it's Tom Phillips.
Byron's a little better than Tom Phillips, but not by much. Tom Phillips is just the most generic commentator.
I'm okay with Tom Phillips.
Tom Phillips is great.
So you'd want to get rid of Phillips over Sexton?
I'd take either.
I want Mauro back.
Mauro
just started doing NXT again.
Mauro's been doing NXT for a minute.
Yeah,
okay.
He's
killing it down there. And the word play on that guy is next level.
I was just saying last night.
I was watching Taker with one of my buddies. I go, I love Mauro Ranallo, but I always feel like an idiot when he does commentary because I would say I have a pretty great vocabulary. He uses 10 words in one match. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that means.
Well, I used to think that during JR's matches, but that's because he's got that southern twang, and I'm just all like, what is a slobber knocker?
Yeah, well.
It's a bit different, but yeah.
The slobber knockers are what the B team has.
Boobs.
Yeah.
I got you.
So it's a post-motor boob. Okay, so Trebuchet, you've been thinking for a while. Is it a Gulak then, or
Cedric Alexander? I thought I picked already.
Alexander,
you did not.
Yeah,
we got sidetracked there.
I'm gonna take Gulak.
Hey, Rockstar Spud's on the show. Hey,
he's 205 Live GM.
Yeah, I know that, but he's always.
Do that.
He's got style,
suit,
man. That is a jacket.
That fucking suit, though.
That's a
that
banging
looks like
jacket
a
right
mermaid's
there.
Fins.
Look at that. It changes colors.
Oh, yeah, it's one of those materials. I knew it was going to be. I've seen pillows like that before.
Yeah. He's just showing it off.
I've seen pillows and girls' pants made out of that.
Giving Paige that side eye. He was showing it off.
Like,
at a certain point, you just got to put on a Master Spud suit. All right, Robert, who do you got?
Oh, for the same match? Oh, I guess you didn't hear me. Gulak.
Gulak, Ryan.
Fill in the house, Gulak.
So I'm guessing since they're talking about it, that match is going to be next, actually.
Cedric Alexander.
I like his hair. I'm not ready to let go of him.
He does have good hair.
Lil Dio.
Oh, look, it's Baron
Corbin. Speaking of good hair, it's Baron Corbin.
Goulash.
Goulash it is.
Goulash.
I do really like Baron Corbin bald.
Speaking of Baron Corbin,
the Constable.
If any match with Finn Balor, what do you guys
is
have that, for that?
Is that also on the pre-show?
No, pre-show's over.
Pre-show's over? Okay, cool.
Finn Balor is going to win, for sure.
Yeah, I've got Balor as well.
Can we talk about how much I'm starting to like Baron Corbin? Man, I was... Yeah. I'm not...
You can
like,
tell me how right I was because I've been saying that
I am
forever.
Not ready to call myself a full-fledged Baron Corbin fan, but I do not hate the guy. I am definitely... Definitely coming around. He's not your next WWE champion.
But we can say...
He
is
too.
We can
I'm
say
talking
that
to you,
you
Samoa
were,
Joe. You better watch out. You're not winning that thing tonight.
Trevor, I think we can officially say that you were wrong about your whole... theory of him not really having any power.
Yeah, the conspiracy theory is not valid.
I do not recognize being wrong on this show. I do not know what you're talking about. I've never been wrong. That's my opinion.
Trebuchet Jones over here turning the freaking frogs into lesbians.
Did they ban you from YouTube yet?
Not yet. But I'm still
trying. How about red tube?
Nope.
Green tube?
Nope.
Blue tube?
No. You may. Yeah, it is raining Faygo root beer. Up in here.
Yeah, we're making Juggalo ribs.
Shout out to Violent J and Shaggy Too Dope. They were on SummerSlam once upon a time ago.
I did everybody ask Joe his favorite SummerSlam moment yesterday, and he said that.
let's give it up for the Rude Boy, too, just because
he can't wrestle, but he can bleed like a motherfucker. Direct quote from the Rude Boy.
So Trebuchet, is that a Finn Balor then, or Baron Corbin?
Give me...
Every time it's his turn to pick, it's turned into a long thing.
Right.
Finn Balor.
Balor. I really had to stop and think about
that. Dee, would you like Finn Balor or Baron Corbin?
They always forget about me. You forgot about
her. I have... No, look. It's there.
He does have a spot for Dee.
I do have a spot for her. She wasn't downstairs, I thought. You want Finn Balor? Okay.
I bet you do.
Oh, gulags.
Where's Finn Balor?
Right there.
This is awesome.
For a better 205 live. Gulash.
Is he coming out like a
boxing thing?
He's always like a politician.
Speaking of politics, this was a while ago, but Kane is a mayor.
Finn Balor's in Bruce's B team right now.
He's officially the mayor.
He won that race.
We got the joke. All right, Ryan.
I hear they played Kane's WWE music after he won, during his victory speech.
That's pretty funny.
All right, next are the SmackDown Tag Team titles. The Bludgeon Brothers versus The New Day. Bludgeon Brothers are your current champion.
This is tough.
New Day rocks!
What?
New Day rocks!
Banging?
New Day rocks!
Okay.
So, you know who's going to win the match?
I got The New Day.
Okay.
I'm not superbly confident in that pick, but I'm going to go New Day as well.
New Day as well.
Bludgeon Brothers.
Me too.
Me three.
They keep beating guys in 3-on-2 handicap matches.
But it's just
clearly the better team.
It's just a bunch of jobbers, though.
They're beating three guys, Robert. I don't know if you heard me. There are two guys and they're beating three.
You're right.
What, say it again?
You're right.
Guys.
I didn't hear you.
Little Dia?
New Day.
Then, okay, question. The next match is the Money in the Bank briefcase match. Mm-hmm. Braun Strowman is your current holder of the briefcase versus Kevin Owens. Is this worth 1 point? It's not a championship, but
I would make the argument it could be 2 points. I would be...
We'll let Ryan decide. He can set precedent for future things that occur like this.
I'm going to say it's two-pointer.
Two-pointer. Okay.
Kevin Owens, because it's the Kevin Owens show tonight. He's going to walk out of the arena with the Undisputed Championship tonight. I wanted to say it first before anybody else.
Do you want
watch
Kevin
out Braun
Owens
Strowman. Watch out Brock Lesnar. That title's going home with KO.
For the briefcase.
Cash in. Kevin Owens taking briefcase. Kevin Owens cashing in. Kevin Owens walking out with championship.
See, I talked about this behind the paywall. I want to talk about it now, too. The thing about the Kevin Owens Braun Strowman match, if Kevin Owens wins, which because they stated that even if it's a disqualification,
Kevin Owens beat Braun Strowman the last time they were in the
even
ring.
If it's a disqualification for Braun, Kevin Owens will still walk out with that briefcase.
Jinder Mahal
I think
just
if,
beat
Yeah, I
Braun Strowman twice.
I think if Kevin Owens does walk out with the briefcase, he will not be cashing in because Braun will chase him down and beat him too bad to cash in that night.
He could win the briefcase very cheaply via disqualification, count out, right. Something like that.
Well,
perfectly
healthy Kevin Owens.
Well,
that's what I'm talking about. But then after the match, Braun's going to pursue Kevin and beat the daylights out of him.
So who do you got, Robert Air Force?
Tom's here.
Open.
It's ready to go.
Okay.
On one hand, they're given, like, they want Braun to just have everything except the Universal title. And on the other, Kevin would do, like, such a better job with.
So who do you got?
Give me Braun.
I'm like, you're doing your best mustache impression right now. Like, pick somebody already.
Give me Braun Strowman.
Give you Braun Strowman. Oh, that's a. I just got handed the clipboard over here.
Oh. Trebuchet is the secretary now.
Okay.
How about you, Lydia? Who you got?
Okay, I'm starting to take offense.
Oh, the Brewers are stepping in.
I am second in command of this board, thank you.
That's true.
And I'm writing in KO.
Yeah, because it's a Kevin Owens show tonight. It's happening.
Right. What I want is right. KO.
I can take it back.
What I expect is Braun.
You hand that to me.
I think WWE's not going to give me what I want.
I'm going to.
Like prom dates have, so I'm going with Braun.
They're going with Braun. I didn't hear any of the hilarious reasoning, I'm sure. But
Braun Strowman's going to leave with the football player, huh? I'll take Braun Strowman as well.
I'm going to take Braun Strowman, too.
I mean, hey, any other time there was something on the line.
You know what I mean?
It's Kevin Owens' show.
Lydia.
Yeah, I got you.
Who do you got, Lydia?
Who do I? Oh, I hate Kevin Owens, so Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman.
Wow.
Fair.
Next is the
U.S.
Strowman's on a losing streak, that's all I'm saying.
Shinsuke Nakamura, your current champion, versus Jeff Hardy.
Between Hardy's injury and Randy Orton, there's no way Hardy's going to win. Shinsuke all the way.
I know. I'm wearing the shirt, and I don't think I can pick him.
Did you guys catch Randy Orton staring in the back?
Yes.
Oh my god, can we talk about that?
Favorite scene in WWE history.
It just seemed like
he was
out of DC creeping comics.
From
like Michael Cole's in the back, it's Tom Phillips. Where's he standing from? Does anybody know? And you can see the
they show you the ring! Right.
The whole thing. Yeah,
and a voyeur.
Who'd you pick?
I did not pick yet.
No, so far he picked Nakamura.
Nakamura, because Randy... I like to touch my dick in front of people. Orton is going to interfere.
I want to hear that story later.
That's the story.
He likes to release his viper.
He's going to that place where he hears voices from HR in his head.
Okay. I am going to pick Shinsuke too, which I really didn't want to.
When did they say this originally happened though? Back in 2004, 2005.
Probably trying to do pick yet?
Not yet. Give me Shinsuke.
Okay.
Give me Shinsuke because I'm gonna pick a new Intercontinental Champion.
I'll take
a new U.S. Champion.
I'll take Shinsuke as well.
Did you take Shinsuke yet, Brooke, or no?
I did. Okay. I am now.
Lydia.
Shinsuke.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Intercontinental
Champion.
Is
that a clean sweep? Did anybody pick Jeff Hardy?
Speaking of the Intercontinental Championship match, though, do we want to do an extra point for if Dean goes heel tonight?
Nah.
I'll pass.
I don't think we need it.
I think
this is...
We got two tiebreakers.
Yeah,
a match that is occurring right now. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I should have switched my vote to Gulak. He's looking so good.
He's got America pants.
Yeah.
Well, pants is a strong word.
Oh, America
pants. America panties. Okay. Intercontinental Championship match. Dolph Ziggler, your current champion, versus Seth Rollins. Who do you have? Lydia.
Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins. Ryan.
Did I pick right?
It is going to be Dolph Ziggler, so he'll do what he didn't do in the roast battle. Win.
Yeah, Dolph Ziggler. I'm taking Dolph Ziggler, too.
Oof.
How are you feeling, Bert?
Chill.
You know what? Seth Rollins.
Yeah, Dolph.
I want to see some good.
With all due respect.
Brooks got Dolph. No. Robert Air Force, you said.
Sure. I think Seth Rollins is going to win because Dean's back.
I know, it's just too big of a factor.
How about you, Trebuchet?
Burn it down! And then Dean Ambrose is going to hit Seth with Dirty Deeds, and we're going to get an interesting storyline on Raw.
I don't want him to
we
just
can bury
him.
Dolph and no, McIntyre.
I don't want him to
finally.
Just hit him with Dirty Deeds. I want him to...
No, that's what I want. I don't want. I'm tired of Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre on my TV. Raw is unbearable with them. Unbearable.
Yeah, they brought headshots with chairs back. That'd be pretty nice.
This is the one I'm the most conflicted about. I feel like this one could definitely go either way. Ryan, did you say you picked? Dolph?
Yeah.
I'll go Seth.
Okay, everyone went Seth except for Ryan so far.
But with all due respect, yeah, Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, Dolph Ziggler. He was already gone, so it worked out. All right, next up, The Miz. Oh, he's back. Versus Daniel Bryan.
How's it going? Oh, happy SummerSlam.
Rivalry match.
Oh, my God, it smells like ribs over here.
It smells really good in here.
One of two matches worth 1 point.
Are we having ribs?
It is
ribs.
Rib
fest.
Oh, word.
So, The Miz is going to win here.
I'm shocked you picked The Miz. Great
television show on USA Network. Got approved for the season 2. It's amazing.
We're watching it.
He's a better wrestler. Taught Daniel Bryan everything he knows. He's never been hurt in there. Better talker.
You're about to be hurt on this podcast more times.
Oh, yeah, that's the ring. It's not the first time, not the last time. I'm not worried about it.
Do I get a quarter if I hit him? Is that how that works?
We can try. Right. Ryan, who do you have?
Is this not SummerSlam?
It says.
Where Daniel friggin' Bryan beat John friggin' Cena?
I'm hearing some friggins. I'm liking it. I'm gonna go with my heart here and say Daniel Bryan.
I'm gonna win the belt because of The Miz. It's gonna be great. I'm gonna cherish this. It's gonna be amazing.
I think the best way for them to keep this rivalry going is for The Miz to win it. So.
Well, The Miz has been using that moves way longer now at this point. Like, come on. He's the expert as far as I'm concerned. I love this so much. You guys are going to love SummerSlam. I'm telling you.
I think Miz is going to win this one so I can keep the rivalry going stronger.
Is Maurice going to be out there?
No.
The Miz has been outsmarting The Miz every step of the way. He's just got to bring another face.
The Miz has been outsmarting The Miz?
That's how good he is.
The Miz only The Miz beats The Miz.
Level thinking. This is some Scott Steiner man.
Son of a bitch. The Miz is so smart, he's been distracting Daniel Bryan every step of the way. He's just going to bring a vase with flowers in it to get a snack out there.
Oh,
bam. Roll up. 1, 2, 3.
Daniel Bryan.
Beat the GOAT. Get out of Dodge.
Daniel Bryan's playing checkers. Donald Trump's playing 3D chess. And The Miz is playing 12D Parcheesi. Like...
All right. 12D Parcheesi.
Words are hard, goddammit.
So this one also is tough because the two ways I see this going are Miz wins via screw job or Daniel Bryan wins via like count out where The Miz just walks off. I'm going to go Miz.
Okay. Damn right. Daniel Bryan's tapping out. That's what I heard.
I wouldn't go that far.
You almost hit me there, Chad. I saw him. He wanted to take a little swing at me.
I had that little flick in my eye.
I'm like, I know when people are about to hit me.
You should.
I do. I have a big mouth.
All right. I have a whole thing.
A whole thing. Okay.
This is probably my last podcast before I move.
I know. Oh. Yeah.
So I'm really glad that it's coming full circle with The Miz and Daniel Bryan because I have officially been watching wrestling enough to have my heart invested in this feud ever since Talking Smack when The Miz went off on him. And I'm not happy with how the feud is escalating. Like, it's all so sudden, so fast. Like, it needs more of a build. And it's going to be no contest because that's the only way I'll be happy.
No, she's going no contest. Nice.
Interesting choice.
I like it.
No contest is a brave prick. That's a good point, too. If no one gets a point, she gets a point.
There is no title on the line here. This is just strictly a grudge match. That's a solid point there. Like,
I'd be happy with anyone winning.
Yeah, no.
Just winning.
That's fair. Lydia.
Daniel
Bryan. All right, we have 4 more matches to go. We have a SmackDown Women's Championship. Carmella, your current champion, versus Becky Lynch versus Charlotte.
Woo!
Woo indeed. Robert.
If you pick a Charlotte, does that mean?
It's been real tough for you. You said it, you were talking to me earlier.
Man, as much as my heart wants Becky Lynch to win, I think Carmella's going to win.
Carmella is money. I, too, am going Carmella.
I hate myself for that pick. It feels bad.
Why?
Although I wouldn't mind Becky winning by any means.
I'm with you.
Carmella's winning. James Ellsworth is going to come back with a wink. So that's
he's coming back for sure.
Heads up, Cedric Alexander just won in like a really strange like finish.
Let's take a look at this.
That was a weird.
Trebuchet, call it.
It's a weird.
See the replay and call it.
All right. Yeah, I did not see the original thing. Let's see what we got going on here.
For the record, Becky and Charlotte are both my favorite wrestlers.
No, Becky got screwed. Charlotte should have never been involved in this match.
Facts. I called it though. I've got.
If it was just one more time,
I can say it. I've got Carmella, and you know why?
Because James Ellsworth is amazing.
Mella is money.
Did they not show a replay?
They did not show a replay of it.
Basically, he kicked out of a pin and basically like laid right on top of like he had like stacked up and laid on top of the stack. It's a weird looking pinfall.
Well, that's good for some people. Not me.
Is there a count?
No, he
Ryan, did you pick this match yet?
No, like, no, I was waiting for him to be asked. I am going with
Charlotte. Bold pick.
I don't think so. It's not bold. Like, Charlotte's the queen.
I think Charlotte's the least likely to win this match.
I think so.
Really? I agree with Robert Air Force there. I think Becky has a fighting chance. I don't think Charlotte's winning nothing tonight.
If Carmella doesn't win, if Carmella doesn't win, Becky's going to win.
I feel like
Charlotte's the spoiler.
You don't think WWE's going to throw Becky under the bus again and put Charlotte over? You don't think that's a possibility?
I mean,
it's possible.
They might.
Not,
throwing genders under buses is fun, but like.
Robert Air Force is just looking, not making eye contact with you anymore.
I got to not walk the same street as Showtime, otherwise they'll throw me in front of a bus.
I mean,
you probably should have expected that after the last episode.
Yeah. Like.
Lydia,
don't make this about your hair. It's not.
You brought it up.
My girl.
She's your girl.
Thank you for sticking to your heart. I did not.
Two Charlottes. Few Carmellas.
No, I didn't either.
Next, we're sticking with the women. We're talking about the Raw Championship. Alexa Bliss, your current champion, versus Ronda Rousey. Who do you have? Let's go this way. Chad.
I've got Ronda.
Ronda.
How about you?
It's an intense choice.
Okay, Bruce.
No.
Okay, Trebuchet.
I want Alexa, but I'm picking Ronda.
Oh my god, what is happening?
No, women's, they got the Evolution pay-per-view coming up.
Right.
Ronda Rousey sells pay-per-views. Ronda Rousey
is going to be the title here. And
nothing but a...
Yeah.
And
also, no, I agree.
And
I agree.
This. I want Bliss to win Shana so bad.
It's also worth noting that I do believe there's a good chance Ronda wins via countout or disqualification.
So
too.
That's fair.
I wouldn't be necessarily surprised by that.
So I think Baszler's coming to Maine and they're going to start that whole four women of MMA versus the four horsewomen WWE feud thing.
Yeah. Are we going to put it in the War Games like I've been asking for forever?
That'd be so fucking crazy.
So,
I marked out for that.
I know, that's great. It's good stuff.
Same with Trebuchet. As much as my heart bleeds and wants Alexa to win, I think Ronda's going to take it.
I accidentally wrote Ronda for me instead of Trebuchet. I'm just going to stick with it. I don't want to. Just like more than you, Joe. More than you, I don't want to stick with it.
I'm sure Alexa will totally believe that that's what happens.
Yep. Good. I'm glad she'll understand.
Who's my lady? Bailey's my lady.
Yeah.
But who else is my lady? Ronda Rousey.
Okay.
Because
You could not have two more different ladies.
I have a range.
He's into huggers and fighters, everybody. Yeah.
No. And Ronda Rousey put a lady through a table, and it was dope.
You were there for that.
Yeah, sounds pretty dope.
You know what else happened that night?
Nope.
Dolph Ziggler won the Intercontinental title.
Dolph Ziggler. Trebuchet's out of here. And the Bruiser really meant that. She really meant that no, because she literally left. So we'll have to circle back to that. Okay.
We'll have to get back.
Yeah. Next is the Universal Championship. Brock Lesnar is your current champion versus Roman Reigns. Ryan is your current champion in this game. Who are you playing?
This
Who are you playing here?
Roman.
Roman.
Hashtag Roman wins.
Roman.
LOL.
Trebuchet.
And he's good.
Brock Lesnar, and then Kevin Owens is cashing in. But that's not a point, so it doesn't matter.
Lydia.
So Brock Lesnar here.
Roman.
But you heard him first.
Showtime.
I'll take the beast incarnate Brock Lesnar.
Yes.
Robert.
But I'm not terribly
this whole match, the whole idea of this match going out again is making me physically ill, but Roman Reigns.
I have to say that this Universal title match probably has the most viable outcomes of a wrestling match I've seen in a while. There's Paul Heyman could turn on one of them. The Money in the Bank cash-ins. Roman wins clean. Brock wins clean. Like, there's a...
The only thing that would make me...
There's a lot of ways this can go.
The only thing
Brock
that
just kills Roman again.
Because of that, I'm wanting to take Lesnar. Just because, you know, just take the champion.
I mean, the only reason that would make me think Lesnar would win is because they waited till today to have another discussion with
Lesnar. Well, they're having a discussion today. That's...
Yeah, before waited until the day.
Yeah, before the show today, he's meeting with the company.
So he's probably meeting with them right now.
Yeah.
Being all like, you want me to win? Gonna need to give me some money.
All right. AJ Styles. Now, you may have heard of him. I'm wearing his gloves. He is your current WWE champion. And he is
looking to defend it
against Samoa Joe. Yeah, you can just look at the screen if you need more information.
This is going to be match of the night.
I know, Robert.
Samoa Joe made this shit personal. Like, I don't know if you guys saw SmackDown or not, but he read a letter on SmackDown from a certain Mrs. Styles that said everything Samoa Joe said previously was correct. That AJ's never home. AJ never wanted a family. AJ never wanted kids. And then they faded to black, and I was getting a SmackDown. So this is very personal.
Oh, yeah, that cut deep.
So that means you have whom?
The phenomenal one, AJ Styles, because Baron Corbin's your next WWE champion. I've been saying it for a long time.
I don't think Styles is dropping this belt just yet.
Okay.
So yeah, Baron Corbin's on Raw. Ryan? He can't win it right yet. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Corbin is never getting a title.
I think it's going to be a...
Throw something at you.
Got the title Samoa Joseph.
Samoa Joseph.
Exactly.
Samoa Joseph.
He's comfortable.
Samoa Joseph.
Is doing the thing that Nakamura did. Say, hey, AJ, you're all emotional. But instead of, like, messing with AJ's head, he's messing with his family. That's going to make him more emotional. And AJ will fuck up, and then Samoa Joseph will choke him out.
Coquina Clutch?
Yep.
Okay. I love that move.
I'm thinking we're more likely to see a disqualification. Than because he made it personal,
Samoa
we're more likely to see...
He's getting that belt.
I don't think so. AJ's AJ's putting up good numbers on that title.
I'm gonna go with... I agree with Ryan.
Samoa and Joseph.
Yeah.
I got AJ.
You wanna flip...
AJ! Up.
Hang on, no.
Double J! Mm-hmm. Trebuchet! List of should be NWA champions, everybody.
I will say I would like Samoa Joe to win, but I think for my Miz Daniel Bryan match at Mania for the WWE title, AJ has to win.
Okay. I think I'm going to go with... I'm wearing the gloves. I'm going to go with AJ Styles.
Cool. He's just too sweet. Also, today, is that it for the predictions?
Yes.
It's everything, yeah. That's
we also have the second WWE 2K tournament.
Oh, yes.
Today.
Yes, we do.
I look forward to winning that.
I don't know. During practice, beat you down twice.
You guys are getting sharked.
I didn't practice and I suck at it, so I got myself winning it all.
Dark mustache.
I'm about to win this tournament and win the belt tonight. It's going to be a good night.
AJ Styles. Don't know where I was going.
No problem.
Has better hair.
So, which title is better, you guys? The WWE Championship or the Universal Championship?
The WWE Championship, for sure.
For sure.
Yep. Yeah, the one that has not even owned by Brock Lesnar, hardly defended.
Yeah.
Showtime?
The Brock Lesnar belt.
I don't have the energy to troll you right now, so I'm just going to go WWE Championship.
You know I'm right. That's what I heard.
Nope, that's it.
But, no, it's fair. Should we even have a Universal Championship at this point?
That's a nuanced conversation there.
I mean, while Brock Lesnar's holding it, it's like there isn't a Universal Championship. Like, it's like Raw does not have that main title.
Well, the title right out of the gate was just not the greatest thing. Finn Balor won it for a day.
Yeah, that thing was kind of doomed from the start. Yeah.
Like, it's, tripping over
I like
itself,
that Kurt Angle keeps calling Brock Lesnar the worst Universal Champion of all time.
It's like
it's a laundry fucking list.
Yeah, like, oh, okay.
Like, yeah, Pedro Morales was kind of shit, but, like, Brock Lesnar's a little bit worse. Like, yeah, and the Strangler Lewis had his bad days, but Brock Lesnar, guys.
Yeah. Like, come on. Like, give me a fucking break.
All right, are we to final thoughts?
I
think so.
Oh, yeah.
I have enjoyed tallying these the score sheet, and I'm hoping to win. That's all I got. That's all I got today. I don't have a thorough final thought.
I have two final thoughts. My first would be that tonight I win two titles.
I'm sorry.
I win the 2K title and I win the show's title. When I do that, I have several. Changes I will immediately be making as GM before the end of the night.
Ready.
And second, I would like to propose a toast to our friend, Brooke the Bruiser.
Woo!
Leaving. Oh, I was going to toast myself.
Well, I toasted for you.
Thank you.
You shouldn't have to toast yourself. It's been a pleasure. Hope to see you again back soon.
Absolutely.
It's sad to say goodbye.
I'm moving in with a bunch of wrestling nerds, so I'm going to convince them to drive out.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I bet they like Dolph
Ziggler. Promote the Undisputed Podcast.
By the way, I did it with my gloves on the whole way. I remember what you said you were going to do.
I'm proud of you. Okay. I was just going to give you kudos. Yeah. So
thank you for the kudos.
Kudos.
I think that's a handy.
Oh, good.
Dude, okay. Handy. I see what you did there.
Hey-o. Ooh, I didn't agree to that.
It's okay. You won't see it.
You didn't know that he signed a contract for you?
Sorry.
Man, see, you weren't here, you weren't on my shit list for all that. Now I see. Well, I gotta piss anyway, so I'm gonna go take a break. Two titles tonight. I'm gonna miss Brick Bruce. And fuck all you guys.
Okay. We'll see you next time, Chad. Robert Air Force, final thoughts.
My final thoughts is I'm gonna win the 2K tournament, and I'm gonna win the belt tonight and take it to space.
Get your own there, and,
Well, I'm taking him to space, damn it. Leave me alone. I'm taking him to greater heights than anybody here ever could.
Check out the ribs.
I'm taking that title pretty high.
And,
Hey-o.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the pay-per-view tonight and the AJ Samoa Joe match for sure. Be match of the night, I think.
Cool.
But yeah, that'll be it. And ribs.
And ribs.
Ribs!
Ryan,
all right, well, you know, I came in today as champion. I plan on leave as champion. And I've already declared last time that the women's pay-per-views can be breakfast. So that's just probably set in stone, right?
Yeah.
I believe it. Does make it set in stone.
What is that?
The Sunday before Halloween.
Tonight should be good. And I'm going to eat ribs and win another championship.
Cool. All right. My final thoughts are I'm going to enjoy SummerSlam here. It's the biggest party of the summer. Look forward to doing some Jaeger bombs for Brooke Bruce's last show. And I'm going to go ahead and trebuchet out here and let Brooke Bruce give her final thoughts here. Trebuchet out.
Oh my gosh, this is too much pressure. It's been a pleasure. My life is so complete having been a part of this. I'm going to mail you guys some pancakes for breakfast. And I'll be back when I'm back. Bruce out.
Woo!
Woo!